Listener Production.
Hello there, Damien Carbon with your news briefing. The chief Bali bomb maker has been released on parole. Umar Patik was sentenced to 20 years behind bars in Indonesia for his role in the bombings in 2002 that claimed more than 200 lives, including 88 Australians. Energy Minister Chris Bowen telling the ABC, "We have every right to be disappointed."
Early release is not uncommon in Indonesia, so our particular representations have gone to seeking reassurances that he'll continue to be monitored and appropriate protections will be in place.
Caught today for a 25-year-old man who allegedly evaded police for over 80 kilometres in Perth's northern suburbs. Police spotted the alleged stolen Commodore on the freeway in Osborne Park about 6 p.m. Air Wing and police units following the vehicle to Gingin. The 21-year-old passenger is assisting police. Perth now leads the nation when it comes to getting people back to work in the office. The CBD now back to 80% capacity from pre-pandemic levels. That's the highest in Australia. Perth Lord Mayor Basil Zemplis says people want to be part of the buzz in the CBD.
We've created an environment and I think importantly a mindset which workers want to be part of. And these numbers really demonstrate that. 88% on our best day, an average of 80% across the working week, nation-leading numbers. Perth CBD is alive.
Overseas, Volodymyr Zelensky has been named Time's Person of the Year. The Ukrainian president recognised for his country's spirit amid the Russian invasion, which began in February of this year. And sport, the day-night test against the West Indies in Adelaide gets underway later this morning amid David Warner's bombshell overnight that he's withdrawing his appeal to have a lifetime leadership ban overturned. Aussie legend Glenn McGrath says it's all very messy.
In 2018, that happened. They served their ban, their punishments, and I think it's time to move on. So it's a little disappointing. It's still raising its head.
Sam Stosur and Leighton Hewitt are said to be named co-captains of Australia's United Cup team today. The mixed teams event will be played in Brisbane, Sydney and here in Perth.